Mind Your Money with the Future of Investing. Prescient Investment Management on 702.
Our finance feature for today on 702 is brought to you by Prescient Investment Management, the future of investing. Prescient Investment Management is a registered FSP. And now at 8 minutes to 2 o'clock, we take your calls with your questions and WhatsApps on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702 as we chat about the potential of investing in hospitality properties with Andrew Walker, who's the CEO of the SA Property Investors Network. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, how the label? How are you?
You listen, I'm just thinking as we are talking that the perfect gift for me would be a hospitality property. What do you think for Mother's
Day?
Yes, I want you to gift me a hospitality property.
Yeah, look, you know, it comes with some exciting parts and meeting new people. And if you get it right, high occupancy is good money. But I tell you what, hospitality is 24/7, eh? You have to make sure that all your ducks in a row.
I have heard, and I've also heard that the hospitality business, you know, as an owner versus just having a manager there, you're not going to treat the place the same way. So your presence needs to be felt for things to be top tier all the time.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think it depends. You know, when you talk of hospitality, in my mind, I break it into two sectors. There's the old school where you own a bed and breakfast and you serve the breakfast. You are always on site with the manager and you're always greeting the guests and you've got to make sure it's all 100%. And then, you know, the type of hospitality I've got into, in fact, I'm here in Joburg and I have an Airbnb in England that I manage overseas. Now, this is one flat I've got overseas as well as Airbnbs here locally in Edenvale. But I don't serve any breakfast. I keep it very basic and I automate everything. I have self-check-ins. Mm. So it depends which route you'd like to go, you know. If you want to get into hospitality, do you want to be that manager or have a manager and you're 100% right? They'll never do a good job like what you would do, you know, in terms of the cleaning and making sure that everything gets reported. Or, you know, if you do want to go down the road of, well, look, Andrew, I'd like to get into the industry. Could we start with a flat in Cape Town or Durban or close to the airport? But let's keep it simple. Let's not serve any, you know, breakfast and let's try automate. And I talk about automation. They get to your gate, the gate opens, and it's very simple for them to get into the room. The teas and coffees and internet and everything is there, and then they can just check out. And all the messages would be on Airbnb as an example.
So can I ask a question then around Airbnb, being somebody who owns these properties but also working in this industry? Are you finding that the fad is declining or people are still on that? Because we see so many horror stories of people now, or, you know, horror stories of both those that become tenants and those that are owners, where people find themselves stranded or in unsafe situations with hidden cameras. And then you also then have the group of people who are saying, no thanks, I want to go back to a hotel where I can be taken care of.
Yeah, look, I think it's a good question because, you know, whether you have a tenant in a buy-to-let or a multi-let or an Airbnb short-term accommodation, you're always going to find that landlord or that individual that does break the law, that, you know, it's the one sour apple, it's the one bad apple. But through the SA Property Investors Network with our professional landlords, obviously we don't practice that, we don't do that, and therefore we don't have those experiences.
Mm.
But don't get me wrong, you know, you could have a tenant that checks in through Airbnb using their mom's, you know, profile through Airbnb, and they may trash your place or they'll try squatting your place.
Yes.
At the end of the day, hospitality is in the property sector. And in the property sector, as you know, we're always going to have risks. So I don't think you'll ever get away from it. All you can do, the exact same as if any landlord vets a tenant for their buy-to-let, they've got to do certain things to try get the best tenant. It's very similar to Airbnb in terms of verification checks. But you can never say to anyone that you'll always have 100% success.
Definitely. So let's then see What are the potentials at the moment when investing in hospitality properties, where especially it's more automated? I had a friend who owned a bed and breakfast in Bloburg in Cape Town, stunning property. And she eventually said to me, I am so tired of people's, that word that we don't use on radio, because yeah. you end up basically feeling like you're babysitting the people that are there, and everybody has unique demands, and it just became not worth the money she was making out of it.
Because it just becomes a hassle, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, definitely.
So, I mean, look, through obviously, as I'm sure you know, at the SF Property Investors Network, being an educational-based business and a network of like-minded property investors across South Africa, you know, when we do teach the Airbnb model, and we do teach that model, where, look, guys, we don't want to get down the road of serving breakfast. We want to keep this as simple as possible. We want to put certain systems and procedures in place to minimize. A live example I can give you is, you know, I'm here at the Buzz in Edenville at my head office, and I've got a gooseneck outside. So when somebody books my Airbnb, they get an automated message with the rules, with the time of check-in, with all the emergency numbers, with the pin for the gooseneck. They clicked on the gooseneck. On the Airbnb app, there'll be a picture of myself standing there showing the guests where to go. They then end up at a lockbox. They then get a second code where they put the key into the lockbox. Mm. That's the key to the building and their room. And all the information is in their room. And obviously, our job with the cleaners is to make sure when they go into the room that everything is 100% spick and span.
Yes.
Everything has to be clean. As soon as there's dirt or as soon as there's stains, it's a problem. And then we give them checkout instructions. Dear John, you're checking out tomorrow. Here's the checkout procedure. This is where you leave your key. So I've got 8 at the Buzz here. I hardly see the tenants ever.
And I think, Andrew, what we need to do when we get a bit more time is touch base with you again to chat more about when you start to see the returns of this investment. If you want to find out more, Andrew is with the SA Property Network. Go to sapropertynetwork.com. So SA Property Investors Network, their website, sapropertynetwork.com. We'll get him back to talk more about when those returns happen. Now, who do you trust when the only certainty is uncertainty? You need an investment team who considers it all to give you the advantage. Prescient Investment Management analyzes more than 120 million indicators daily because the biggest returns are found in the smallest insights. Discover the future of investing at prescient.co.za. Prescient Investment Management is a registered FSP.